Big Cable's home internet will put you through the stages of grief, like denial.
My introductory rate is over, but surely they won't raise the price.
Or anger.
They've raised it.
But with T-Mobile 5G home internet, you get our price lock guarantee, so we won't raise your rate for internet ever. And it's just $50 a month with autopay and eligible payment method. Check availability today.
Price lock exclusions like taxes and fees apply. Qualifying credit required. Regulatory fees included in $50 price for qualified accounts, plus $5 per month without autopay. Debit or bank account required.
Following last year's amazing turnout, the Black Effect Podcast Network and Nissan are giving 50 HBCU STEAM scholars the opportunity to have an all-expenses-paid trip to Nissan's second Thrill of Possibility Summit. This is a remarkable opportunity to be mentored by auto, tech, and podcasting's brightest minds. NCANT's Marcus Scott Jr., who attended the first summit, had this to say: "A life-changing, impactful experience that I've never had in my life. Enter now to be a part of this incredible weekend." For more information, visit blackeffect.com/Nissan.
Hey, hey, Holiday You here. You know me, I'm all put down that protein shake and bring on the pumpkin spice lattes with extra whip. Regular you might skip the blueberry pie and worry about staining your teeth. But with Colgate Optic White Pro Series toothpaste, twice daily brushing removes 15 years of stains in 2 weeks. So grab another glass of red and raise it up, because regular you can live life to the brightest all year long. Colgate Optic White Pro Series toothpaste. Find it at all major retailers.
And we return to Our American Stories and our Thanksgiving special. Up next, a story from Steve Reed about an unforgettable experience with a turkey. Take it away, Steve.
My name is Stephen Reed, and I live here in Carlisle, Iowa. And I would like to share a story about how I lost a Thanksgiving turkey. So just a little bit of a background. I am a chef, and I have worked as a chef for over 30 years now. And back in 2006, I saw a job listing for a family that was looking to hire a private chef. Lo and behold, I was offered the position, and I was just elated. Pretty much almost immediately, I bonded with this family. And it was just a joy to show up to work every day. And in fact, the husband of the family, he gave me the name of Master Chef, which I had to laugh because I'm not a Master Chef at all. I mean, yes, I am a chef. Yes, I am an excellent cook, but I am not a Master Chef, at least in the official sense. So I had been working for this family for 2.5 years, and Thanksgiving was coming up, and they were trying to figure out what they wanted to do for Thanksgiving dinner. This debate developed between the mother and the father of the family on what kind of turkey that they wanted to have. The husband, who had done all of the cooking before I was hired, really had this obsession with really large turkeys. But the mother of the house was really concerned about eating healthy, so she really preferred grass-fed organic turkey. In 10 days, this whole argument went on. And so, a week before Thanksgiving in 2008, the phone rings in the kitchen, and it was the husband, and he said, "Master Chef, don't worry about going to the grocery store at all. We're going to have two smaller grass-fed organic turkeys show up at the house. They're going to be delivered to the front door. They're going to be all thawed out, and they're going to be all ready for you." And I'm thinking, oh, that is just incredible. I went through the weekend, just really didn't think anything about it. And so I came back in to work that Monday, and everything was going normal, and the phone rings, and it is the husband of the family, and he says, "Master Chef, we've changed our minds. And I want you to just drop whatever you're doing and go to the store. And I need you to find a turkey and make sure that it's around 20 pounds, please. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, just are you kidding me? With it being the Monday before Thanksgiving, the parking lot was jam-packed full. There was one spot that I found, and it was in the very corner of the parking lot, just about as far away from the grocery store as you could possibly be. And going to the grocery store, sure thing, you know, it was busy, it was loaded with people. And not only did I need turkey, but I also needed some celery. So I walked into the store and immediately went over to the produce section, grabbed some celery, and proceeded to the back of the store to where they kept all of the turkeys. And wouldn't you know, way down in the bottom of this cooler, there's this huge turkey. And it was just like the heavens opened up and a chorus of angels were singing down upon me. It's like, yes, I have found a 22-pound turkey. And then I picked up the turkey. I'm walking towards the front of the store and I'm switching hands. And obviously there's lines at every cashier station. So I'm having to hold the turkey. Of course, by now, my arms are feeling like they're gonna be pulled out from my shoulder. So I get to my truck, and I was just so tired of carrying this turkey. And so, for whatever reason, I just threw it in the back of my truck. Now, something that I need to tell you about my truck at this point, it didn't have a tailgate. So, anyway, I put the turkey into the back of the truck with the celery. And for a moment, I thought, well, maybe I should take the turkey and I should put it into the cab of my truck. But then I thought, nah, I don't think that'll be it'll be okay. That thing weighs 23 pounds. That turkey isn't going to go anywhere. So I make it home and go to grab the turkey and the celery, and all I see is the celery. Oh, this horror, this terrible feeling just came over me. It's like, oh my gosh, I have lost the Thanksgiving turkey. But I had to go back and go find my turkey, wherever it might be. So I only had to drive maybe 0.3 miles. Yeah, so there was my turkey. And it was just sitting on the curb of the street. And when I pulled up, there was this older gentleman. And I'll never forget this gentleman. Because he was just standing on the curb, just looking down at my turkey. He wasn't touching it. He wasn't trying to pick it up or do anything like that. He was just standing there with his hands in his pockets looking at it. And as I say, I'll never forget him because he had on like these Docker slacks. He had on this really nice tweed sports jacket and a derby hat. And I've never met this man before, but I have to go pick up my turkey. And I go, and it's like, excuse me, sir, but this is my turkey. I accidentally lost it on the way home. And this gentleman says, well, I don't know anybody that's ever lost a turkey. And I just shook my head and said, well, until now, I don't know anyone that ever has either. And I put the turkey into the car seat that I had in my truck and drove home. So then I had maybe 45 minutes and I was just finished up the meal for the family when they came home. Of
course, in this time, I'm thinking about everything that happened, that transpired, and I'm just laughing to myself. It's like, only you. Anyway, so the family comes in. You know, the kids come in, and then the father comes in, and obviously the first thing he says is, "Master Chef, did you find me a turkey?" And I go, "Oh, I have a turkey, and I have a story." He goes, "Oh, really?" I didn't know whether I should tell him or not, but let's face it, it was a funny story. And they were just rolling. I mean, they could hardly eat their supper. They were laughing so hard.
And a special thanks to Master Chef Steve Reed. How the Master Chef lost the Thanksgiving turkey. That story here on Our American Stories.
Congratulations to Infosys Limited, first place award winner for innovation in customer experience at the 2023 Unconventional Awards presented by T-Mobile for Business. The Infosys Tennis Platform is driving groundbreaking innovation for fans, coaches, and athletes. With T-Mobile 5G, Infosys can analyze data seamlessly. This means their AI shot of the day, which isolates data from each shot based on criteria like stroke difficulty and point cruciality, can translate into an immersive fan experience. T-Mobile for Business congratulates Infosys for their innovation and unconventional thinking.
Small Business Saturday is November 25th, so let's go shop small with American Express, because everything you want is in the neighborhood. Your new style is in the neighborhood.
Let's try this on.
The ingredients are in the neighborhood. A special gift? Definitely in the neighborhood. November 25th is Small Business Saturday, and it's all in the neighborhood. Let's go shop small with the powerful backing of American Express.
This is Jana Kramer from Wind Down with Jana Kramer. Imagine a simple and powerful act at the time of your baby's birth that could prepare them for their potential future health needs. Cord blood banking is such an amazing thing, and it's a one-time opportunity. For something so important, ViaCord is the only choice. Using innovative technology, ViaCord extracts and preserves stem cells, providing families the opportunity of a potential safeguard against nearly 80 serious medical conditions. With 25 years of experience, ViaCord stands out as a leader in cord blood banking. Because your child's future is too important to leave to chance, choose ViaCord. And the time for you to act is now. From now through December 1st, you can take advantage of ViaCord's best price of the year with $500 cord blood processing and $995 cord blood and tissue processing. You can register today and lock in this special price with nothing due until after the birth of your baby. Visit ViaCord's website at ViaCord, ViaCord.com to sign up now or learn more.